This episode of Blow Jam is brought to you by Roan.com. Get 20% off at tryroan.com/blow when you use code BRIDGE20. Hey, buddies. It's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm joined with my co-host, Ryan Blowjam.
That's you. And I'm joined with my co-host, Delia Blowjam.
That's me as well. Also, Tambien.
Oh, you're everybody.
Yeah, I'm all of us.
All right.
A lot has been going on. We've been gone for a while. I'm 5.5 months pregnant now. And we have some news to catch up on. Not personal news. Podcast universe news, because shit has gone crazy. Cancel culture. Let's talk podcast news to start. Why not? Fuck the format.
Yeah. I think Chris D'Elia from Congratulations, like our favorite podcast.
Yeah.
He totally got canceled.
Yeah, he's done so. He hasn't put out an episode in a month.
He just went dark.
Yep. And rightly so. That guy's a creep.
Yeah, we were like almost defending him. Like we previously recorded this and we had a pull it.
Yeah, we recorded this a month ago. Did not have any of the facts. We're like, oh, he's probably fine. It's no big deal. And then we actually researched it.
Oh, no, it's bad.
No, this guy is a fucking creep.
Not good.
And he's like constantly in our top.
He's always playing a pedophile on the fucking TV.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
So Chris D'Elia, he would solicit underage girls on the Instagrams or social medias. He even got a couple underage girls to come to his hotel room after a show and, like, whipped his thing out and, like, made them give him their phones and put them in a basket. I don't know. It's just so creepy.
Yeah, it's not good.
So creepy.
Because, like, even if they're, like, 18 or 19, he's 40.
Yeah, or even that, it's like, it's just, who's going
to... I can't imagine, like, trying to hook up with a teenager. It's
or just
gross.
Whip your thing out,
or just
like,
whip your dick
unsolicited.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called willy-nilly?
Pun intended.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's canceled. I had a feeling his time would come. I didn't know what he did. Like, he doesn't do drugs or anything, but that doesn't stop you from being a pervert.
You gotta do drugs, man. You're gonna have something, so might as well be...
Yeah, he doesn't have an excuse.
Might as well be drugs or gambling or
yeah,
something.
What can you say? Like, oh, I'm sorry, I was stone cold sober. Like, what? Then that just means you have really bad judgment.
At least get high or drunk or something.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So he's done.
Oh, well.
But there's plenty of... We've found a lot of good new podcasts coming up later in the show that we'll tell you about. So the void has been filled.
Oh, yeah. Then they tried to cancel Joe Rogan, right?
They've been trying to cancel Rogan.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah. He can't... He's not going anywhere.
Who cares? He doesn't know what he's doing. He's stupid.
Why they try to cancel Rogan?
Oh, the mask thing.
No, I thought it was
And they had a conversation with Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
About, like, Joey Diaz... Had some girls suck his dick to get some stage time.
Yeah, Joey Diaz worked the door, or he did booking at one of the comedy stores or something.
Yeah, the comedy store or whatever. But, like, that's his whole thing. He's, like, he used to be a piece of shit. Like, he already canceled himself. Everything he talks about on his podcast is, like, some fucked up shit that he did. Like, he kidnapped a person. He fucking used to rob people. He used to, like, mug people. He used to, like... be a cocaine addict.
So Joe Rogan laughed at Joey Diaz talking about having women comedians give him head for stage time.
Yeah.
And that is kind of funny. I don't know.
Not really, but he doesn't say it's, like, a good thing.
No, yeah, but...
It's not like he's bragging about it. He's like, I was a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's Joey Diaz's shtick. That's what he does.
He was on the dark side. On the cocaine, man.
Mm-hmm. That's one hell of a drug.
It'll get you. So, and there's been all these protests, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
Black lives matter.
Black lives do matter. I've been really big into Karen videos.
Oh, yes.
There's a podcast called Decoder Ring, and they just came out with an episode with the etiology of the word Karen and the term. It's like an amalgamation of a bunch of different things that came into the Karen that we know and trust now.
You should...
Or not trust. What the fuck am I talking about?
Someone just start should just start, like, a YouTube channel or something, like KTV or Karen TV or something.
I could watch them for...
I would watch that on TV. Like, I would watch Karen videos.
My dad came over and I made him watch Karen videos.
Especially when they get their comeuppance, it's a lot better.
Oh, it's so rewarding.
But, yeah, what's been going on is pretty crazy, though.
Well... I'm glad, and I appreciate everybody putting their lives on the line and their livelihoods to try to make shit happen this time.
Yeah, just keep...
It's like a protest.
Just get out
every
there. Keep
generation.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. Nothing's going to change, you know?
I feel like a dick. I've just kind of been, like, home pregnant by myself.
Well, you got an excuse. Like, so. I was out there, but it was, like, the Binghamton protest. It's not that... It was pretty mellow. Like, the cops are actually kind of not bad here, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are, but...
And you're related to some cops, so...
Yeah.
Just remember that.
It's not as bad here.
No.
No, it's a shitty job, you know? Like, they shouldn't have to do all that stuff.
I don't know. Their job description has gotten all sorts of out of whack.
Yeah.
We ask too much of them, but they do need to be exemplary human beings. It's not a job for just everybody.
Yeah, I shouldn't be able to be a cop because I know I can't handle that.
Yeah, me neither. I'm fucking insane. I could never do that.
And if your reason for being a cop is because you got picked on in high school, maybe don't be a cop.
Yeah, learn carpentry skills.
Yeah, go to BOCES.
Well, you know what, Buggy? I just mentioned one of my top podcasts right off the bat. Decoder Ring. And actually, that's a new one I never talked about before. So, actually, you know what? I'll save Decoder Ring for Ryan's new podcast segment because there's another good episode. But Decoder Ring, hosted by Willa Paskin. She's pretty good. And, yep, it's all about where Karen comes from.
Oh, cool.
It's been around. Yeah, it's a term that's been around for a few years. Yeah. So, what's your first top hit?
Well, mine, it's Hardcore History. Since we've been gone so long, they actually dropped, like, two new podcasts. And Hardcore History is, like, a history podcast hosted by Dan Carlin. But he only comes out with a podcast, like, maybe, like, three or four times a year. So, that's how long we've been gone.
Yeah. We missed you guys.
Yeah, so he dropped one. It was about the... Pacific Theater, the famous battles of World War II, and the Coral Sea, Midway, and the Guadalcanal. Pretty good. And he also dropped a Hardcore History addendum where he was talking to Tom Hanks.
Tom, plug in that new movie, Greyhound.
Yeah. Greyhound, yeah. He's a history buff, too. It's pretty cool to listen to if you're into the war history stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who isn't? It's pretty fascinating.
I checked that out when I was in the line at the DMV.
It is pretty hardcore. He doesn't, like, hold anything back. It's pretty good. But each one of his podcasts are, like, they could be, like, up to 6 hours long.
Yeah, you're clocking on.
You're really clocking in. That's why it takes him so long to come out with one. It's insane. I don't even know how he could upload that much.
Yeah.
He must have, like, a crazy server or something.
Right.
If we go over 45 minutes, it takes forever to fucking upload the shit.
Yeah, so we better be Johnny on the spot right now.
Yeah,
my next one is Omnibus, episode 274, Hanky Codes. Omnibus is hosted by Ken Jennings and John Roderick, and it's about gay signaling and the history of that. Like, everybody knows the whole, you know, earring in your right ear, but there's, like, a whole bunch more that me is, like, you know, just a little white stupid Delia had no clue about. It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's more, though.
Like, you'll have to listen to it.
Cruising? When they touch your arm or whatever?
Various colors. that would surprise you.
Oh, really?
But yeah, you're going to have to listen because I can't remember.
Well, they call it well, they call it cruising, I know that. And, like, I've been cruised before.
Well, who wouldn't want to pick up a hot toddy like yourself?
No, but I didn't know, like, until, like,
you didn't know the hanky codes.
Yeah, until my friend told me. I was like, oh, you just got cruised, but, you know. I didn't know the hanky codes.
So, yeah, that was... I love Omnibus. They come out with 2 episodes a week, so they keep me busy. And I have a crush on Ken Jennings. How weird is that?
Why?
I don't know. Because he's so fucking funny. It's amazing. I dream about him.
What?
Sorry, Bucky. I don't know what to tell you. Like, not, like, sexual. Like, we're really close friends in my dreams. I, like, helped him with his dad who was sick. In one dream, his dad was, like, puking up blood, and, like, for some reason, there were 5 bathrooms in his dad's apartment.
Hey, is this dream about me or sex?
This dream is about your next hot pick.
Oh, okay.
So, what's good?
All right, so mine's Chapo Trap House. It makes it every time.
As it should.
This is Sus 11, Queer Eye. So, it's like Ben and Palma of Seeking Derangements joined Felix to examine several episodes of the hit Netflix reality makeover show Queer Eye. And it's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's a solid pack. Anything This Is Sauce or anything Chapo Trap House, pretty hilarious. I get down with it.
I had a dream with Chapo in it. And it was funny because I was listening to podcasts.
Am I, are we having sex or does it involve me?
Yeah, we were having sex. So
okay, I'll listen.
I was on a park bench and I was listening. I was asleep listening to Chapo. So the background, they were breaking down that one governor, Ben Sasse, his commencement speech. The 2020, you know, like, oh, high school was really dumb. I dreamt about that because it was in the background. And we, you and I were having sex.
Hashtags, cool story, bro. All
right. Sorry.
Go.
Dumb People Town Mini. It was pretty funny with Alex Edelman as their guest. But it's the Sklar Brothers and Daniel Van Kirk. And this one's called Whip It Real Good. Any story that involves whippets is a story for me. And it takes place in Mattydale, New York, like an hour away from here. It's by Syracuse. Dude rams his car into a smoke shop, and he's all fucked up on whippets.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and he gets into it. Who can fight anybody on whippets? You're like a puddle of, like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, last time I did whippets, we're at a Ween concert. I think I dropped my phone.
In mud.
And my e-cig. And my, like, I had, like, a battery pack charger.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
It was just in this mud puddle just floating around. Mm-hmm. I came out of, like, the whippet stage, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Where are my belongings?
I can't imagine trying to fight.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. They should do MMA, like, do whippet hits right before they go to attack each other. Like, 3, 2, 1. Hit them with nitrous and then watch them try to fight.
The fun thing about Dumb People Town is that they always play games like, guess how much damage this costs or guess how old they are. And for this one, I guess the person's age spot on. So I like those games. Good and I was
you.
Right.
Good for you.
You know what else is good for me? This next ad.
No, I still got one.
No, you don't. Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking that my transition's nice and smooth. Well, what do you got?
It's called the top three.
I thought you did three.
No. I just did two.
I can't count.
The Darkest Timeline. It's a podcast with Ken Jeong and Joe McHale. Ken Jeong's from The Hangover and Community, and Joe McHale's from Community and The Soup. There's a difference. It's not talk soup. So, and this one, their guest was Nathan Fillion, so it's a same-sex celebrity crush, Nathan Fillion. Pretty funny. Check it out. All right, now do your ads.
Hey guys, girls, and all you coolies in between. Rhone is offering an opportunity to receive 20% off Rhone products at tryrhone.com. Now, Rhone is a men's performance lifestyle and premium activewear brand that is engineered for unparalleled quality and comfort. And I don't know if you know this, but I am not a man. But I'm married to one, and Ryan fucking loves it. And that's because Rhone makes something for the modern man, regardless of the occasion. In addition to an awesome collection of premium shorts, shirts, tank tops, socks, swimwear, Rhone engineers clothing that's perfect for the office, long flights, and commutes. And Rhone's commuter collection, in particular, is their performance alternative to everyday workwear. Rhone offers everything from pants, polos — Ryan fucking loves polos — and shorts, and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. Wrinkle-free, that's a selling point right there. So also, the commuter collection is good for all weather, anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue. That's the best when you have apparel that is perfect for any occasion. You don't have to change it up every day, from work to the home to the parties and what have you. It's just like, hey, whatever, it fits. And Rhone, I gotta say, it's spelled R-H-O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. You absolutely must check it out and get that 20% off, yo. So to save 20% on your first order, go to tryrhone.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20, like Bridge Over Trouble 20. So again, that's tryrhone.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20 to receive 20% off.
And we're back. And before we get into Ryan's new podcast segment, I just want to say that today is our 10th wedding anniversary. It's been 10 years, Boogie. Can you believe it?
Love you, Boogie.
I love you, too. You're sweet.
First year was good.
Aww.
Bad joke.
All right. Tell us what's good what's new.
Oh, yeah, my new podcast. All right, number one on my new podcast list is Podbean Satan. It's a podcast about the greatest band in the world, hosted by Jay Hunter and Dave Massey. It's about Ween, my favorite band. Well, one of my favorite bands. Pretty good. If you don't know who Ween is, just, like, look it up. Just go on, like, YouTube, type in Ween, and all these songs are going to come up. Each song is going to sound different, like it's a different band, but it's all the same two guys that's recorded this stuff. It's, like, insane.
They've been at it since they were in high school.
Yeah, they met in high school. What was it? Ninth grade, like, typing class. And they said they were visited by the Boognish. And he gave them this scepter of wealth and power. And then they were forced to make music for him. And their band was called Ween. Because it's somewhere between God and Satan.
And they do a lot of drugs.
So, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in the liner notes of, like, the... Was it Pure Guava? Like, people kept bringing them food at their shows. So, like, their stages would have pizza and, like, chicken wings all over it. because in the liner notes of one of their albums, they're like, please bring Ween food, because they spent all their money on drugs. So people just show up with, like, random food for them. And it just ended up, their shows would turn into, like, a food fight. Good times. All right. Go ahead.
My Ryan's new podcast is Two Bears, One Cave. Really excited about this find. It's comedians Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. And they teamed up, and they have a dynamic duo vibe going on. And it's really funny.
That's a really funny podcast. Like the one where he's like, he was like drinking a coffee, right? And like, he had this big jug, and I think he's like drinking a lot of water, and he's like, oh, you look really healthy drinking all that water. And he's like, it was like full of Kool-Aid. It's like a 64-ounce like jug.
Yeah. Bert Kreischer just staying hydrated.
Tom Segura like lost it. He's like, oh my God. He's like, well, it keeps you hydrated. It's low calorie. Like, no, it isn't. It's like a cup full of sugar.
My favorite one is when Bert Kreischer is talking about seeing the Paragard commercial.
Oh, yeah,
Paragard. It's an IUD for birth control for women.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's a silly commercial and the song is silly, but he just equates it to, hey, you can blow loads in me. So, you know what? I'm going to play that song right now.
You can blow loads. Found a birth control with no hormones. No hormones, not an ounce. With an ingredient I can pronounce. No hormones. 99% effective. I know I'm protected. Birth control that works differently. Finally. Well, not sponsored,
but... Paragard is a 100% hormone obviously, free IUD. I'm pregnant.
Pregnancy for up to 10 years
using
right.
One simple active ingredient, copper, instead of all right, hormones. That's don't use if you're
the... All right, yeah. I don't want to get sued.
You can blow loads in me.
Yeah, so they made their own song, like, you can blow loads in me. They actually did it on one of the other episodes. Someone did a remix. You can blow loads of me. All right. But anyway.
Don't you have a new podcast that's like buddies, comedians?
Oh, Bad Friends.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bad Friends. It's a comedy podcast with hosts Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee. It's like really funny because they got, I don't know if you listen to Tiger Belly.
No.
Well. I'm going to have to do that next time, so we'll skip that.
Okay.
But he does that podcast with his girlfriend. This is kind of like a spinoff of Tiger Belly, because Kalila doesn't like him talking, like, dirty stuff.
So it's his outlet?
Yeah, but then she's, like, sent his, like, niece with him to kind of, like, spy on him. She, like, spies on Bobby for Kalila. It's pretty funny. That's what Rudy is, Jules. All right. But whatever, it's like a really funny podcast. You gotta listen to it. It's hard to even explain.
It is a good podcast. And I have to say that our new buddy, and yeah, they're sort of bro-y podcasts, but they're a lot more than that. They're genuine, really funny, like fucked up people. It is now taking the place of a shitty podcast that we have no room in our life for. I don't know if it's a nay of yours, but we did not talk about the fighter and the kid.
Oh, the news, yeah. They were stupid. They were downplaying COVID-19. They were saying that it was like...
They were saying it was a hoax.
A hoax.
Or they're inflating the numbers, people going to the hospital and for things, and it just got marked down as COVID.
Yeah, so these jackasses went down to Texas.
Yeah,
Texas.
Brennan Schaub and fucking Brian Callen.
Brian Callen.
Meatheads. We used to listen to that show.
They didn't wear masks. They were, like, fist bumping everybody.
Taking pictures.
They both got fucking COVID-19.
Yes. As they should have.
It was like, you fucking idiots. Like, what are you doing, man? It's like, stand up. Like, you're using a microphone? Are you sharing a microphone?
Yeah, they shared a mic.
It's like, come on, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, they did, like, a PSA.
Doing selfies with people. Fucking.
Yeah, they did a public service announcement after that, and, like, there were some articles, and it was, like, the title is, We Did Everything Wrong.
Yeah, everyone's fucking up in the podcast, bro.
Yeah.
Except for us.
Because we know better than to put out episodes.
Yeah, we just stopped.
Yeah, we just laying low. Can't get in trouble if you're not out there.
But yeah, I forgot my rating system. So Podbean Satan was five turtle dicks. And Bad Friends is 4.5 turtle dicks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Two Bears, One Cave, also five turtle dicks. My next one is Guru. It's The Dark Side of Enlightenment about this self-help guru dude, James Arthur Ray. He was one of the self-helper people in the movie The Secret. Remember The Secret? It's like you wish something or you like think about it a lot, the laws of attraction. It was like an Oprah thing.
Oh, yeah, you put your will out into the world. So,
right.
Well, so, that's what magic and everything's based on.
Yeah, so he was big into the law of attraction, a thing that he called harmonic wealth. And he's a fucking big old con artist and had people attend like seminars of his, and let's just say people died in a sweat lodge, and then he like ran away, even though he was like totally fucking.
Wait, well, how do we get to the sweat lodge part?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You're gonna have to listen.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
All right.
It was at a retreat of his, and he was like bullying people to like stick it out.
Stick it out, man.
And he was totally not qualified.
No, you can't. Like, dehydration's bad.
Yeah.
It
was sadistic.
If you get too dehydrated, you get something called rhabdo, and then you become like toxic.
Yeah. So yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. But I do have to say, this is a Wondery podcast. And even though the content is good and it's well put together, there is a commercial every 3 minutes. And I don't mind commercials. I'll fast forward.
Oh, Wondery's the worst.
But yeah, it's Wondery trying to get you to join Wondery Plus because the commercials are just insane on this, especially one particular podcast, Guru. So I give it 2.5 dicks on the Dictor scale, turtle dick scale.
I stopped listening to American History Tellers. Because it's on the Wondery Podcast Network and too many fucking ads, dude.
Yeah.
It's like every 2 seconds. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, well. I'm not going to subscribe, man. Like, they're trying to tactic.
Yeah, they're trying to push you to the plus.
They're trying to tactic to, like, annoy the shit out of you into subscribing to their, giving them more money or something.
But it's backfiring because there are so many good podcasts out there.
Push me away.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
I only have so much time to listen, so no thank you.
I loved History on Fire, too, but I was like, oh, fuck you, I ain't paying for it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
And Guys Who Fucked, they went to, like, Luminary or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
So, okay, I got a new podcast. It's called Stay Up Homekins. It's a quarantine podcast with Jane Haddad Tompkins and Paul F. Tompkins. So we know Paul F. Tompkins from, BoJack Horseman, Mr. Show, Comedy Bang Bang. I don't know.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
If you don't know the name, you'd know him if you see him.
You'd know his voice. You'd know him by voice. He's more of a voiceover guy. He does a lot of cartoons. And his wife's an actress, Janie Haddad Tompkins, but she's not as famous as him, but... It's a pretty funny podcast to listen to.
All right.
Because each time she's like, she wants to drink her night water or weekend water. That's what she calls her booze. He's trying to get her to stop. It's just really funny. They're a cute couple. You should check it out. If he's like listening to married people.
And you already have a start with this podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to this. If you want to listen to more married people in a closet, sweating their balls off. Listen to Stay Up Homekins.
All right. You got any nays, any shitty things you want to shout out?
Pod Save America, Joe Rogan.
Very good. I second that. Got any special shout outs?
Reset, a technology podcast with host Ariel Demeros. It's when the K-pop took over. Black Lives Matter hashtag. Remember, it was like White Lives Matter and shit like that. Uh-huh. And K-pop like just took over it. So if you clicked on it, it just showed like K-pop videos. So they kind of helped out the Black Lives Matter cause. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, they're internet heroes.
So it's the reset. It's really good. It's fun.
My special shout out is Comedy Bang Bang, episode 663, that aired on July 6th with guest John Hodgman. But basically, it's Paige, the Matt Gourley thing. I didn't even listen to the episode, just the one bit.
Oh, yeah, Matt Gourley was awesome.
Yeah, it's the
He's
character
like,
he did.
I am an AI.
Was an AI named Paige, Paige, and it was. He just learned everything from listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
So if you're a podcast freak like us, you'll get all of the references.
Yeah, I got all the jokes. I wonder who doesn't. Some of those jokes weren't landing for the people there, but.
Yeah.
I thought they were hilarious.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be a podophile.
Yep.
Remember, I.
You wouldn't let me say the term podophile, and now here we are.
Well, you were saying it too much, but now we can say it again.
Okay, cool.
Because it's come back around full circle, like a snake eating its own tail. Right. Okay, bye.
All right. Well, guys, it was great to be back. Hopefully we'll be back soon. And you take care of yourselves. Now, you hear? Follow us on the social medias. Maybe our band will put out some stuff. Who knows?
Maybe. Was it like, whatever, you blow and discover jam on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Blow jam at Ryan Blackman 3 on Twitter.
I'm at sincerely_robots on the Instagrams.
And hashtag eat ass.
Eat ass. Vocal fry.